Everyone, and welcome to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professional serving community. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, body mind expert, and the author of Worried Sick, Break Free from Chronic Worry to Achieve Mental and Physical Health, and Find Your Inner Voice Using Instinct and Intuition Through the Body Mind Connection. The core of my work is the body mind connection. I don't believe that there's any area in life where including the body shouldn't be a top priority. I really do. You cannot leave your body behind. And the signs and signals and feelings that you get from your body that you can process in your mind gives you one of the most powerful resources available to you. You know, I was in a cab today, and as usual, whenever I get into a cab, I always end up talking to the cab driver. It just happens to be my thing. You know, you just catch someone's eye. I don't know if it's my therapy background or not, but we were just chatting away and people just reveal things to you. And he was sharing with me that being a cab driver allowed him to take care of his daughter, who just got married and now has a 1.5-year-old, and that he felt really proud of being able to do that. And so I asked him, because that's what I do, maybe that's why I get into all those conversations, I asked him, what do you think the best skills are? Like, what makes a good cab driver? And he said, well, you have to know the language, which was important. You have to know the city. And he said, and I loved this phrase. He said, when you get up every day, you have to bathe yourself in patience. What a great phrase. I love phrases. I've been hearing a couple of unique ones. Last week, I spoke at the electrical industry, and a lot of people who work in the electrical union, Union 3, and I was giving a speech on presentation on stress management and interpersonal communication skills. And I mentioned this last week, but one of the guys told me that a phrase that they use in the electrical industry when they're on the job is, less with the paw, less with the jaw, more with the paw, when they want to get back to work, when they need to take action. Less with the jaw, more with the paw. But we're actually going to be doing the opposite today. Today, it's all about the jaw and it's all about communication, because I have with me today just wonderful women from Toastmasters International. And we had such a terrific event last night. We were really gathered last night to talk about stepping onto the stage of your dreams, women who present in Toastmasters. And we were on a panel last night. We had such a nice audience. And I invited all the women who participated last night to come on the show today, because I feel that the topic of communication and how we communicate, our expertise, our passion, our loves of life, our interpersonal communication is very, very important. And each of the women today bring a unique perspective, because they're from all over the place and they have experience in the area of communication. They use it in their careers. They use it in their lives. And I feel that today is a day about understanding what makes a good communicator, what makes someone capable of expressing their thoughts and ideas to other people. And what makes, because this is about Toastmasters as well, what makes Toastmasters such a wonderful place to learn how to communicate? And I also think connect with other people and create a sense of community. I think that's the hidden thing about Toastmasters, and we're going to talk about that today. You go in to learn how to communicate. You walk out with a family of people who end up being in your life for a long time. And we're going to talk about why that happens. So I'm going to introduce everybody today. I'm not going to go into an in-depth, you know, background, but I'm just going to talk and introduce everyone who's in the studio today. And we're going to get into how they got into Toastmasters, why it was important, and how it's changed their lives. One of my first guests is Olivia Schofield, and she's actually giving the keynote in 2 days this weekend at the District 46 Spring Conference, and she's the head of spectacular speaking in Australia, and you do these, you conduct seminars and workshops all over the world. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, but actually it's not Australia. It's I'm a Londoner, but I live in Berlin, Germany.
Oh my God, why do I think it's Australia, Olivia? The whole time I've had it in my
really?
Even last night it was like, oh, she's from Australia.
Yeah, you know what I think it is? Is that in the East End of London, which is where I come from, we sound a bit similar to Australians. So when people hear my accent, they maybe think I am Australian, but I'm a Londoner.
You're a Londoner through and through. And now that I see her, of course I know that. And my other guest is Lisa Panarello, and she produced the Power of Smile DVD. She's created over 3,000 resumes and helped thousands of individuals turn frustrating job search campaigns into exciting career journeys. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Carol, for having me.
Yes, and again, you haven't traveled that far. You're here from New Jersey, right?
Yes.
You took the train in. It wasn't
I drove, so the Lincoln Tunnel Helix was a good experience.
Yes. I was in the Lincoln Tunnel on Sunday. It's always an experience, isn't it?
It is.
To time everything. It's like, when is there not going to be traffic in the Lincoln Tunnel?
Yes, well, there always is. So I always pad an extra 45 minutes on top of the extra half hour that you normally budget.
Yes.
And then, I just, in terms of the tip you heard today from the care driver about patience, is to calm the heart while I'm driving, because I'm always looking at my watch and thinking, I'm not going to make it. I don't like that feeling, so I just have to give it up to God and know that I budget as much time as I possibly could. And
you arrive. Yeah, you know, Lisa, I was thinking when I was driving back on Sunday, I was coming back from Pennsylvania, and I was listening to the traffic, and they said, well, it's probably going to be about 45 minutes into the Lincoln Tunnel. And there was this part of me that went, oh, no, it's not. Like I had control of the highway. It's true. Oh, yes, it is. It's definitely. So being in reality is important, and bathing in patience, of course. My next guest also on the show is Sonia Satra. She's the president of Federal Toastmasters and has also starred on the CBS drama Guiding Light and numerous guest appearances and leading roles on network shows, films, plays, and commercials. And she is launching a women's motivational center. Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Thank you, Carol. It's nice to be here.
And you only traveled from the Upper West Side, right?
I did. Although as a fellow New Jerseyan, I can appreciate that helix. I like that word because there's this whole round semicircle that's really where you sit. Once you actually enter into the tunnel, you're fine. But it's the entire process getting to the tunnel that can take a very long time. But I was 15 blocks away. I've got nothing to complain about.
Sonia, I think that's like a metaphor for life, right? You know, getting there, the journey to arriving on places, how you get there. So we'll delve into that as well. And I'd also like to welcome our district governor, Penelope Bohm, and she's District 46. You are here, Penelope. You've been handling all of the events this week, including our event last night. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Carol.
Are you looking forward to the conference this weekend?
I am very much looking forward to the conference. The events we've had so far have been unbelievable, and last night was so special. To have all of you there and presenting to our members was incredible.
And I know,
incredible. They gained so much from everything you had to say.
I think it was an interesting perspective. And you also were instrumental in creating this Spring Festival, right? Getting these events, because they in the past we haven't had a week of events. She's smiling broadly. You were instrumental in creating that. Why did you want to do that, do you think?
Because I felt that a lot of our members, although our conference on Saturday is going to be wonderful, and it's a full day of exciting workshops and events, not everyone can put aside an entire day to enjoy our wonderful speakers and the guests that we bring in. So I wanted to put together some other events that were shorter and just evening events that people could come and also bring their families to. Because you might want to bring a spouse or a friend to say, hey, this is a little of what we do in Toastmasters.
Yes.
So come for an evening, get excited, and see why I spend so much time here.
Yes, I know. It's the spending so much time. Here's the secret world of Toastmasters, and you're allowed to enter. Well, today, as I mentioned, we are going to be talking a lot about the topic of communication, how we all got drawn to Toastmasters. There's also an event coming up tomorrow night that Penelope is going to talk about. And, of course, the conference on the weekend, the Toastmasters District 46 Spring Conference. So come back after the break. We also have some free giveaways here on the Body, Mind, Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professional serving community. You know, on the East Coast, we are moving into spring, and spring is a time of awakening. We start to move our bodies more. We want to change how we eat. And if your style of eating is not working for you and in fact is working against you, or if your body size is keeping you from events and activities, then I highly recommend contacting Margaret Marshall of Margaret Marshall Associates. She's a professional weight loss coach, and she can coach you personally or present a workshop or seminar to your organization or corporation. I had Margaret on the show, I'm thinking probably January. That would make sense, right after the new year. And she had such practical advice, but she was also very, very caring. And she believes that no amount of dieting will take the place of knowledge, practice, and common sense. And she presented this piece of information. It was actually two questions that I'm sure you've heard before. She said, when you're standing in front of the refrigerator, instead of saying, what do I want to eat, ask yourself, why do I want to eat? And just let yourself answer that question. And you can contact Margaret Marshall at 631-615-2460. Again, that's 631-615-2460, or visit her website at Margaret Marshall Associate, ASSOC.com, MargaretMarshallAssociate.com. Tell her you heard about her services on the Body Mind Wellness Show. And remember, Margaret says every body needs a Margaret. We are back here with my guests, and we are talking all about Toastmasters, Olivia Schofield, Lisa Panarello, Sonia Satra, and Penelope Bohm, and we are talking about Toastmasters and the upcoming District 46 Spring Conference. I really would like to, you know, we spoke at length last night to the audience, and Penelope, we actually had, that event was sponsored because, again, you've reached out. I know you said it was Olivia's idea about having this topic about women on the stage, but we also had a terrific amount of sponsors that got behind it. Do you want to mention who those were?
Oh, I'd love to, because I was so pleased that we could reach out to other women's organizations particularly and share information about what they were doing and also let their members know about Toastmasters. The American Women's Society of Certified Public Accountants gave us a good deal of support and have been very instrumental in this event. We also had the Women's Educational Project, which partners with women in India who are making less than a dollar a day and helps them to achieve their career goals. Astonishing. The Feminist Press, which is an independent nonprofit literary publisher, and Callan Lord Community Health Service. We had music by Karen Jacobson, the GPS girl. Wonderful. Her song, Strong Women, is just amazing.
Yes, she's got a terrific voice.
Incredible voice.
I actually had her on the show, and you know, we talked about the GPS and navigating your life. Olivia, what, I mean, we're all women here, but what do you think, you came up with this idea, what about it? Why did you suggest it to Penelope about this idea of women speakers from the stage? I mean, I'm speaking about it in general, but what caused you to think of that idea?
Well, last year when I was competing in the World Championship of Public Speaking in Las Vegas, I was the only woman finalist. And out of the nine people, as I say, there were nine people, eight men, and one woman. And I think that was the same for you, wasn't it, Lisa? When you were there, you were the only woman. And of course, there is that question. There are a huge amount of female Toastmasters, but why is it that they don't progress up in the competition? And when I got through to the final, I started to look around for other women that had also had a similar experience to me, and I wanted to connect up with them because I was a relatively new Toastmaster, been a Toastmaster for only 18 months, and I didn't know who all these people were. So I started looking around to connect up with some of the other women. And I had the idea to do a CD, an audio recording of how they got into Toastmasters, how they balance their work life, if they want to create speeches with their children and their jobs, and how we can make our dreams come true when we do want to go forward and follow our speaking paths to become communicators and help other people become great communicators. And so this is a little idea that's bubbling under the surface that's yet to come to fruition. So I'm hoping, being here with all these lovely women and after the wonderful event last night, that maybe we can discuss how we can take it further from here.
I think that I do think that's true. And Lisa, I know when I competed in 2010, I'm looking at 2010, you were the only woman in the finalists as well. I know we touched on it last night, but what was that experience, you know, like for you?
Very common, actually, because I grew up in a household of men. I had three brothers, so you had to fight to speak and get your idea across and get that last chicken cutlet. And I worked in the brokerage field for several years, so that was all male-dominated. So I had a little bit of that personality to be in that male field. So when I was in the room to get prepped for the finals, I looked around and realized, oh, wow, I'm the only woman. And it actually excited me because now I had an opportunity to, it was not about beating the man. I mean, growing up, I didn't want to beat my brothers at football. I just wanted to be competition enough to be at their level.
Yes.
So it helped me step up my game, and I was excited to be in a room and see what they were all about and what their topic was so that I can also learn from them. So it was exciting and challenging, of course, but I just honed in on what I was speaking of and didn't worry about whether it was women or men in terms of the competition level.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took it for the moment, wow, this is really exciting, and then got back to what I was there for and competing.
Yeah, because that's a whole, that mindset about competing. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And Olivia, you were right. There are, when you look around, there are a lot of women in Toastmasters. And Sonia, you're the president of Federal Toastmasters. I mean, Toastmasters range in membership all over the world. Any thoughts again? Are women in the club or men in the club? Or what are you noticing as a president and having been involved in Toastmasters for a while?
I would say with our club, it is about 50-50. It's in the federal building, so it's a federal office. It caters primarily to federal government employees. And there are a number of women there. However, when it does come to contest time, it's definitely pulling teeth to see if they'll get up and speak. And so I do find that the men step up generally much more quickly and more easily than the women.
That's interesting. You know, for those of you who don't know about Toastmasters, what we're talking about is that, you know, there are clubs all over the world, and annually there's something called the International Speech Contest. And you start at the club level and you compete within your club. You throw your hat in the ring to try to make it to become the world champion of public speaking. And it's from, I think it's about 30,000 members in Toastmasters, and you come down to in the final 9 people, which both Olivia and Lisa experience. You come all the way down from those 30,000 to the final 9, and it's quite thrilling. It's exhausting in many ways, and I think it's unique about why people get involved.
I just wanted to add that I think one of the problems for women is that they have their jobs and they have their families and they have a nurturing instinct. And so their nurturing instinct is pulling them to look after their families. But in order to compete, you really need a lot of time commitment. And the people around you need to start facilitating you to look after your nurturing part, do your job, and have time to write your speeches and hone your skill. And so I don't think it's that women are standing backwards because they don't want to compete. I think that it's a juggling act of time and commitments.
That's, well, I'm curious, Sonia, what are your thoughts
about
that?
Well, yes, and I also, Carol, I know we spoke, and also you mentioned last night, how it was a very emotional experience for you. And I think that women also just tend to wear our emotions a little bit more freely. And I think that is a little bit. It's about finding that ability and that balance to speak your mind and move forward and say what you really want to say and what's inside and what's in your heart. At the same time, you could separate your emotions from that,
mm-hmm.
because the emotions can stop you or block you. And as you know, you carry that in your body. And if it weighs too heavily, you're not going to stand up. You're not going to speak out. And so it's a matter of finding that ability to separate the two,
yeah.
which is a little more challenging, I think, for women, because we are more emotional beings.
We are. We're saying that
definitively. And that's a wonderful thing.
But we know that you feel out there, men, but we're just saying that, you know, we're primed and encouraged to express and feel our feelings more. We are going to go much more into this topic of Toastmasters and communication when we come back from the break here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Economic times we find ourselves in, you need expert advice and counsel to not only survive, but thrive. Consider contacting Randy Joy & Company and see what they can do for you. Randy Joy & Company, guiding your ambitious entrepreneurial vision and team to great results. Randy Joy & Company ignites your success as an entrepreneur by aligning your values, vision, and strategy, and works with high-growth entrepreneurial companies and investors in London, Canada, and the United States. Randy Joy & Company helps drive optimal growth, efficiencies, and profitability by using their proprietary 3-step process. They help you clarify your vision, choose a strategy, and persistently remove impediments. So if you want to grow your business, contact randyjoy.com. That's randyjoy.com. And of course, tell them you heard about them on the Carol Ward Radio Show. Looking for healthy and delicious Japanese cuisine? Try Asuka Fusion and Lounge, featuring the best Japanese dishes, sushi, and Thai food New York City has to offer. Asuka's welcoming atmosphere is perfect for dinner or a late night snack, and you can enjoy complimentary edamame with any entree. Stop by the Trendy Bar for a cocktail from the Buy One, Get One Free specialty drink menu. Asuka Japanese Fusion Restaurant, 300 West 23rd Street. Mention you heard about them on the Body Mind Wellness Program with Carol Ward.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professional serving community. Now, remember, last week I did have a trivia winner. Monty did guess because we were listening to Sugar Sugar by the Archies. I put out the question, who was the male rich character on the Archies? Remember, there was Veronica, Betty, Moose, Midge, Jughead, Archie, and there was a rich character, a male character, asking all the women here today, do you remember the name? Anybody remember the name of the male character who was rich on the... It was Reggie. Oh, yes. Everyone remembers that. Olivia's going, the Archies? What? There we go. Just to mention that this portion of the show is being sponsored by the Media Theater. The Media Theater is an equity-based theater located outside of Philadelphia, and they put on a variety of shows. Right now, they are running a production of Spring Awakenings, but throughout this summer, they have children's theater. They have a children's theater camp. Later on in the spring, they do their version of American Idol. Since it's Delaware County, they call it Delco Idol. They have a junior division, 12 and under, and then a teen division. And I've seen a couple of the competitions. I have to tell you, you know, I love to speak, but getting on stage and singing is terrifying for me. And to see like these 6 and 7 year olds get up there and sing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, it's amazing to watch. So if you want to enter your child in any of those contests, they have a desire to sing, or if you want to catch a Broadway level show but not pay Broadway prices, go to the mediatheater.org, mediatheater.org, or give them a call at 610-891-0100, 610-891-0100. And of course, tell them you heard about their theater on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward. We are back with the women of Toastmasters here, Olivia Schofield, Lisa Panarello, Sonia Satra, and Penelope Bowman. We've been talking about women in Toastmasters, and at the break we were kind of bantering around a statistic about women in Toastmasters. And Penelope, you think what percentage of women are in Toastmasters now?
The last statistic I heard was that there are about 52% of our members, and there are over 250,000 Toastmaster members in the world, because we are an international organization in 117 countries. But roughly 52% of our members are women.
That's great. You know, in my club, SEC Rough Riders, which is here in New York City, you know, we've had members, the club has been in existence over 50 years. Women were not allowed into the club till the 70s. Can you believe that? I mean, they just, and they had to take a vote. Mm-hmm. And there were certain men who were like, oh, no. I mean, this is, you know, an international organization. There was this resistance.
It wasn't just your club. Toastmasters overall did not admit women.
To when?
There were no women in Toastmasters for its first 50 years.
We're all like, we're all sitting here in the studio like, so, what?
So I had this theory that we ought to take over the next 50 years and ban all men, but it didn't get any votes.
That initiative didn't pass, I don't think. Well, that's interesting. And Lisa, you were talking at the break, and you were saying because we were slower getting in, that maybe we need some catching up.
Well, I think it correlates to the corporate world. It's taken a lot of time for women to get into the workforce. I mean, back in the day, we were just moms. that they called us. And then it took some time for us to get into the corporate world, to graduate college, and to find our own place in the work world. So it sounds like it's the same thing with Toastmasters, where we're now getting into Toastmasters, but it's going to take a little while to get up to the ranks of the speaking level that would take to the world stage. Just as in the work world, it takes us quite a long time to get to the CEO and CFO. And that glass ceiling, I think, runs the gamut in even our community organizations, because we're just... society is male-driven. I mean, they started everything, so to speak, even though we were in the background helping them. Mm-hmm. So I think women just have to find the time. Olivia, I think you had a great point. It is a matter of finding time, because we are juggling a lot. And it's also a matter of the desire to get into the Toastmasters and understanding what Toastmasters can do for them they want it.
Let's talk about that, what Toastmasters can do for people, for women and men in general, because I think people have this perception of what Toastmasters was. I saw actually a cartoon in the New York Daily News. It was the cartoon strip Pearls Before Swine, and I think one of the pigs was holding a toaster and was telling his companion that he just joined Toastmasters. And the other character said, well, when are you going to give a speech? And then he had a blank expression on his face, like, uh-oh, I think there's been a miscommunication. He thought he was going to master the art of making toast. But that is not what Toastmasters is about. And so let's talk about the perception of it. When you tell people that you are a Toastmaster, what do you get back from people? What do people say to you? Olivia, what do people respond? How do they respond?
They probably respond with exactly how I responded when 2 years ago somebody told me about it. What do they do? What's it like? Sounds weird to me. And then, of course, I met an American guy called Travis in Berlin who was studying German with me, and he told me about Toastmasters, and I gave that reaction. What? Sounds weird to me. And he said, why don't you come along? So I spontaneously went along, and I thought, I love this. I just felt that, you know, when I was growing up, I had a speech impediment and I couldn't pronounce my R's. And on Monday night, we were talking, Toastmasters were having their first joint event with the American Institute of Stuttering. It was a fantastic event, and so many people came out of the woodwork that stutter somehow or another. And actually, even Penelope discovered that she was a covert stutterer, which maybe she'll talk about in a minute. But I had a speech impediment, and the nurturing environment of Toastmasters gave me the strength to step out and step forward and find my own voice. And that journey took me to the finals of the World Championship of Public Speaking, and now I'm sharing my newfound energy and voice to communicate with other people that have difficulty communicating, and particularly with people that stutter, because it's not just the inability to communicate with your words, it's also the feelings that it leaves inside you.
Yeah, those are the feelings. And Sonia, what about you? When you tell people you're in Toastmasters, what kind of response do you get?
I would agree. I probably get the same response. What? What's that? Sounds so strange. But when I describe it, people sound really interested and intrigued by it. And I've definitely brought a lot of people in who, once they've had the experience, they get it. And I will say that this year, especially as president, I don't know, I guess maybe it does become a family, and you look at it in a different way, and it's just been so incredibly heartwarming and exciting and energizing to watch the leaps and bounds that people take within really a relatively short period of time. We had a woman who, she got up, but she was so quiet and timid. And now she's like out there and speaking. She's on speech number 6. She's got power. She's got energy. And she has an amazing message. So it's an incredible organization to nurture and to really develop the skills of communication. And the family that comes from that is really wonderful.
It's amazing. And Penelope, you know, we have a lot of Toastmasters listening. You are our district governor, but for those who are not Toastmasters, what's a typical Toastmasters meeting like? Just the elements of that. We have about a minute left. If you can use your Toastmaster skills and describe it.
A Toastmaster meeting, it's a club. We're called clubs. And it's a group of 20 to 40 people usually who get together once a week or every other week. And there's three parts to every meeting. Some of the members will have prepared speeches. that are 5 to 7 minutes in length, and they've spent up to a month or so preparing a speech. Then once they give their speech, another member of the club will give them an evaluation. Their opinion of what was really the strengths of the speech and of the speaker, and a couple of tips that they can use to improve their next speech. Because if no one's going to give you an evaluation, you might as well stay home and talk to your own mirror. And the third area is impromptu speaking. We call it table topics, a chance for each other person in the club to stand up for a minute or two and speak off the cuff. They're given a topic or a question, and they're just asked to stand up and roll with it, which is a lot of what our workshop on this Friday night, tomorrow, is going to be all about.
Well, that's beautifully said, and again, this is not, it's not just for people who want to become professional speakers, not at all. All these elements help you in your professional career. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about why communication in your professional career is so important here on the Body, Mind, Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on talkingalternative.com.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
Hi, this is Nancy Tatro from Speak Spin Radio. Speak Spin Radio is an exploration of the world of communication, how it happens, and how to make it better. Because the quality of your communication has a direct impact on the quality of your life. Tune in Mondays at 2 p.m. on TalkingAlternative.com, where I'll be interviewing experts from business, academia, the arts, and new thought. Join me Mondays at 2 p.m. and get all your communications questions answered on Speak Spin Radio.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body, Mind, Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com. Professional serving community. You know, I was talking at the beginning of the show about Margaret Marshall, a professional weight loss coach. I also want to mention that this portion of the show is being sponsored by RochelleRice.com. Rochelle Rice dedicates herself to empowering women of size by connecting their body, their minds, and their hearts through focus, movement, and breath. And her specialty is helping take people who've been inactive, and she helps them move into activity. So if you've been not exercising or it's been a long time since you've moved your body, Rochelle has this unique ability to help you get in touch with why you want to move and helps you one molecule at a time connect to your body again. She's the author of Real Fitness for Real Women. She also runs a lot of fun classes here in the city, you know, Bollywood dancing, ballet, plus size yoga, just a wide variety of unique classes. And she also runs a series of complimentary teleclasses so that you can go to her site and you can download those or you can listen in. Again, her site is RochelleRice.com. RochelleRice.com, or you can give her a call at 212-689-4558. Learn all about her services, and of course, tell her you heard about her services on the Body Mind Wellness Show. We are back with my panel of Toastmaster women, Olivia Schofield, Lisa Panarello, Sonia Satra, and Penelope Bowman. We're talking about women in Toastmasters, but we also are talking about communication in general. We just all touched upon why, you know, we touched on how people react when they hear about Toastmasters and why it's really important professionally. But I also think there's a personal development side of being in Toastmasters that people don't know about. And Lisa, I just want your thoughts on that. What do you think Toastmaster gives people as far as that personal development side?
On a personal development level, you mentioned it all before about the family. You can certainly develop friendships at Toastmasters that can stay with you for a lifetime. But you mentioned how a lot of people who join Toastmasters are not professional speakers or even desire to be professional speakers. I mean, I think we make up about 0.005% of the population get paid to speak. I think, however, the personal development is communications, like you mentioned, is everywhere. It's in our personal lives. It's in our workplace. It's with our children. It's with our spouses and our friends and family. So even if someone is not interested in becoming a professionally paid speaker, we all need to improve on our speaking skills on a day-to-day basis. So a lot of times when I'm working with individuals who are looking to either have a better relationship with their families, with their kids, or if they're teachers and they want to get a better communication with their students, that they can use Toastmasters from that regard. And the communication manual is a great way to do that. I think a lot of times people come in and they say, oh, speak on a topic you're passionate about. And that's true, but why not pick a topic that is affecting you at the moment? I mean, you can talk about birds and traveling because you love those things, but is that going to help you take those evaluation that you get in the feedback and bring it to your everyday life? Why not use a topic that you are working on at home or in the workplace and bring it to the manual? So if your speech is on, let's say it's focused on body language, well, and you're having trouble at work with a coworker, why not deliver a speech that mimics a challenging communication you had or an altercation you had with a coworker, and then use body language as a way to improve it or show how that you didn't do well? So I just think take a personal situation, work or home, and bring it to the communication manual so you can use each speech. You can get through 10 speeches that relate to something that is really involving at home and not on just on a professional level.
And for you non-Toastmasters, what Lisa's mentioning is that, you know, within Toastmasters, within these clubs, there are manuals that you work through. There's, you know, the first man you do is 10 speeches, and you work on specific elements of delivering a speech, but really communicating well. And that's what she was referring to, because I almost look at it, you know, because if you can't communicate, just as I did right then, if you can't get the words out, people can't get your expertise and you're passionate about a subject. I always look at Toastmasters as practicing the scales on a piano so that you learn to go over and over the skills, and then you can get up and deliver your symphony. You had a comment on that, Sonia?
Well, I just wanted to relay a story of one of our former presidents of my club. And I remember her saying how life-changing Toastmasters was for her, because it gave her the confidence to go back and get further education. She then got promoted within her job. And then she actually moved across country to be with her son, which is where she really wanted to be, and got a better job doing something she wanted to do more. And she attributes it 100% to her Toastmaster experience. It gave her the confidence. It gave her the leadership abilities. And most importantly, it gave her the ability to communicate and to be able to move up the ranks and get that far. So I think that is the power of what it can do.
I think that's interesting because, again, as you were saying, Lisa, you know, you have to, when you're giving speeches, if you sign up for them, you need to look at your life and think, well, what do I want to share with this group? And when you look at your life, right, Olivia? You look at your life and it creates this self-examination and things can happen. Have you found that to be true for yourself?
It's funny, a lot of people, I think especially the men, say Toastmasters isn't therapy. And I say, it is if you're doing it right. So it just depends on you. But for me, I wear my heart on my sleeve and I want to share what's inside myself. And I think that if there's something inside me, it's probably inside other people listening too. And it not only helps me, but it helps them. So it brings us closer together. And certainly in the Toastmasters community, you build very, very quickly, very intimate bonds with people because you are sharing your story. So you see some strange people that come along to Toastmasters, people that you, if you saw them in the street, you wouldn't maybe give them the time of day. And then they open their mouth and they share a story. I remember we had one guy at our club who's quite shy and he shared one of his hobbies, which was creating sort of flowers on wood. And he was passionate about it and he was fantastic at it. And it really made me see him in a very, very different light. But he was a very shy, very anxious person. And when he spoke about this, he blossomed. And I think that that's what Toastmasters can give you, because it's people are listening not to criticize you, but they're listening to lift you up.
Yes, it's important. I think when people, for non-Toastmasters who are listening, or even for those of you who are just newly in the club, I mean, the atmosphere is really to give you constructive feedback, but it's done in a very supportive way, because we all know what it's like to stand up in front of a room full of people and share your passion or share an interest. It's unnerving until you get used to it. And to be allowed to do that and to have the support is a very, very unique experience. You know, we mentioned last night that we have some free downloads, and I want to share that with everyone now, that all of us who were in the panel last night are offering free information that you can access. It actually happens to be on my website, but there's a download button. If you go to www.carolward, there is a download button on my homepage. You click on that, and then you're going to have access to Sonia, Lisa's, and Olivia's information. There are links on a page. You click on those. They have a wide offering. I also am offering a wide offering of information. I'm offering a stress management audio track that helps you relax. It's set to original music. Olivia, what are you offering everyone on the download link?
I'm offering the written text to my speech that got me into the final, which explains my speech impediment and my feelings of failure. And a lot of people got a lot of strength from reading this story, because it mimicked other people's story of them feeling burdened down by failure, by things outside our own control. So I'm hoping that my story will give other people some strength.
And Lisa, what are you offering on?
One of the things I was offering is a chapter in a co-authored book that I co-authored, Unleashed a Leader Within You, and my just a text of that chapter. And my chapter is on, we all contributed a chapter on our perspective of leadership, and mine was on how to lead yourself. And as an empowerment coach, a lot of what I do is focused on career planning and getting what you want out of your career and work life. So I'm hoping that this chapter and my part of my story does inspire people to take calculated risks, to plan ahead, let life happen, and to enjoy the journey and understand the tools that you need to get where you want in your career life.
And when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Sonia what her free download is about. We're also going to hear from Penelope about the event tomorrow night, Friday, when we come back here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Asuka Japanese Fusion Restaurant and Lounge, 300 West 23rd Street in New York City, offers healthy and delicious sushi, Thai, and Japanese cuisine. Asuka is perfect for dinner, meeting friends, or a late night snack. Stop by the trendy bar for a cocktail from the Buy One, Get One Free specialty drink menu. Mention you heard about them on the Body Mind Wellness Program with Carol Ward on TalkingAlternative.com. See you there soon. If you're looking for a delicious snack, hearty breakfast, or tasty treat, why not try Mona's Original Granola? Mona's Original Granola is freshly baked with whole oats, wheat germ, raw sunflower kernels, sliced almonds, and delicious raisins. It's hand-mixed and baked to a crispy golden brown. It's pure and natural with zero trans fats and no added sugar, salt, artificial additives, or preservatives. You can take Mona's Original Granola when you're hiking, biking, or throw them into your kids' lunch bag. Now available in two new flavors, honey almond and cinnamon pecan. You can find Mona's Granola on Amazon.com or at monasinc.com. That's monasinc.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professionals serving community. Right before the break, for all of you who are listening, I was letting you know that my guests today, Olivia Schofield, Lisa Panarello, Sonia Satra, and I are all offering free downloads of information for you to access. And Sonia, we were up to you. You also have a free download that people can access off my site, and I'll give that information in a minute. What are you offering?
One of the things that I do is help people get out of stuck and into action. And part of that is shifting the perspective and being able to tap into their body intelligence and find the answer that's right specifically for them within them. And so on the download, I will guide people through that process. And then there's an extra 10 other ways to change your perspective just because you can.
You can. And I know we share that body mind link. And as I mentioned, I also am offering an audio track that will help you. It takes just a quick 4-minute track set to original music that when you're feeling stressed out during the day, you can play this and move your body into relaxation and find the answers that you need to focus on in that minute. Because when we're feeling stressed, right, mm-hmm. we cannot think straight. So you need to find a way to get your body into relaxation. And that's what I'm offering everyone. And you can find all of these free downloads by going to carolward.com, carolward.com. There is a download button on the homepage. You click on that, it takes you to the free download page where all of these wonderful links that lead to everyone's sites where you can get this information. Now, Penelope, I wanna have you mention this event happening tomorrow night, Friday night, a final spring festival event before the conference.
That's correct. And actually, also on your site, I believe people can get a link to our Toastmasters site, www.toastmasters46.org.
That's right.
The event tomorrow night is being done by a past international director of Toastmasters named Tammy Miller. And she's giving a topic called Speech Cookie to the Rescue, which is immediate ways that you can organize your thoughts and your speech on the spur of the moment when you need it. And it's a very practical, very good workshop that I think can benefit almost anyone. If you come to the workshop, if you register online, you can still register online through midnight tonight. If you register and when you come to the workshop, if you mention that you heard about the workshop on this radio program, you will be given a free CD of speaking tips by world champion speakers.
Oh, nice. That was a surprise. That's great.
So I do hope that you can come. It's in Midtown Manhattan at Price Waterhouse Coopers the corner of 42nd and Madison.
And again, you can find that information on the District 46 website.
www.toastmasters46.org.
That's right. We want you to remember that. And before we sign off, I'd like to invite my guests to give, to the best of their ability in this short amount of time, just a little snippet of what they do professionally to all of you listeners in case you want to tap into their skills and resources. Olivia?
Yes, I'm at the moment giving workshops and coachings. I don't know if you go to those conferences where all the speakers are dull and you're falling off your chair. Well, if you want to be one of those people who lingers long after you've left the podium, then you might want to contact me either to come and speak at your corporations about how to sizzle on stage, or I'm also doing Skype coaching. You can check me out and look at my performing on video on my website, oliviascofield.com. That's O-L-I-V-I-A, Schofield, S-C-H-O-Field.com. And there you will find all sorts of information about my workshops and my videos. So do come and visit me.
Terrific, Olivia. And Lisa, you share with everyone some of what you do?
As an empowerment coach, I work as a one-on-one coach, helping people get unstuck. So if any listeners out there is not sure what they want to do for a living, wants to make a change, has just been let go, or is preparing for a promotion or a downgrade, then I can offer one-on-one coaching to get you to understand the whole job searching process, to develop a strategy, to write your resume and get that tool ready to go. I actually do a lot of communication and self-marketing tools for the whole job search process. And on the speaking realm, I deliver empowerment speaking engagements for corporations and community organizations on various different topics to help get staff and the community empowered to do what you need them to do in the role of your company. So you can check out careersadvance.org. That's careers, plural, advance, singular, .org for more information. Thank you.
Great. Sonia?
Well, yes, I also am coaching, executive coaching. I specialize particularly with entrepreneurs and small business owners and help them get past stuck into action and look at the life things that might be blocking their business so that businesses can soar. But just as another quick big perspective change, I'm going to be launching 3 mini adventure trips for women here in New York. We're going to be climbing the wall, we're going to be doing trapeze, and we're going to be taking a kayak to the Statue of Liberty. And this is an empowerment coaching mini adventure. It's a sort of metaphors of life. What are the walls that are standing in your way? Or how can you learn to let go and trust that you'll catch somebody at the other end of the trapeze? Or how can you learn to flow through the currents of life? So check out www.soniasatra, S-O-N-I-A-S-A-T-R-A.com.
Terrific. Penelope, I know you own a business. Do you want to mention the name of your business?
I run a bookkeeping service for nonprofit organizations, Bohm Business Services, and I don't really have a website. Sorry about that.
That's all right, but this is all about communication. I think it's important to put it out there. And again, we'll be seeing you next week here on the Body, Mind, Wellness Show. Thank you very much to all of my guests. We had a great event last night. It was terrific having you on the show today. And remember, when you get into your body, you get into your life. And when you are into your life, anything is possible. Until next time, see you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
How's your game? Want to improve your performance, focus, and motivation? Then you need Aspire Athletic Consulting. Stop second-guessing yourself. Move your game to the next level. Bring back the fun of the sport. Help your child build confidence and self-esteem through sports. Contact Dale at Aspire Athletic Consulting for a free 15-minute power session to get unstuck today. Your greatest athletic performance is just a phone call away at 801-604-0294 or visit aspireconsulting.vpweb. Motivational coaching for athletic excellence. Aspire to greatness.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Talking Alternative.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
TalkingAlternative.com.